Well, sach hakol, everybody's back with us, I'm okay. And we're holding in the middle of a beautiful, wonderful, exciting sugya. And that is the question of how to understand exactly the meaning of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, sheni should be achin yisrael. That's the first question, what does sheni mean? And the second question is, what does Rabbi Yehuda mean to say when he says, va'od amar Rabbi Yehuda, that if the dam was nishpach, then yamuta mishtalayach, and if the mishtalayach was meis yishafech adam, what exactly is he adding by that statement, since everybody would agree to that statement, because blood, after all, at least the part about the yishafech adam, everybody would agree that the blood is certainly nitcha. So, and as far as the point that the mishtalayach should die, that's included in the first statement. Those are the two things we were coming to clarify in the Mishnah. It ended up that we have a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan as to what the sheni meant. Which sheni? Was it sheni shebezuk shebezuk bezuk rishon that is yera'eh, or is it sheni bezuk sheni that should be yera'eh? That depended on whether you hold Baalei Chayim Nidachim or Baalei Chayim Einan Nidachim. If Baalei Chayim Nidachim in the moment that the other zug dies, then this animal is permanently nifsal, in which case it can't possibly mean that we should use it. We can't use it, and therefore for it must be that that's what it was referring to when it says Yera'eh. So says Rabbi Yochanan. And the one that we use would be the new one. Because Rav says, no, the one that we use is the old one. Because we always look to use the first one. Ah, you'll say it's Nitche. No, Baalei Chayim that were Nitche now became Nira again, the first of a Nira. Now that becomes kosher to you. Yesterday we went through a lot of the Yukim and the Mishnah back and forth. I understand that it turned out that everything worked out better in the Mishnah according to Rav. But there was a price that went according to Rabbi Yochanan that suggested the Sheni would be the Sheni. Indeed, Shebezug Rishon should be Yerai. Now, today we're still holding in the middle of this discussion, and we started, if you recall, we started going back over the Mishnah. After we asked our original question, Alibi Rav, Alibi Rav Yochanan, how to understand the Mishnah, we started three lines up from the bottom of Amud Beis, we started going over the Lashon of the Mishnah. So we said, Tanan, She'en Chatas Tzibur Meisa. So now we went into a whole idea, if that's the case, what is the equivalent case which, if it hadn't been a Chatas Tzibur, would have been Meisa? And we ended up working that out, both according to Rav Yochanan and according to Rav, that in either case, both of them agree that we don't have any option. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we don't have any option because it was Nitzcha. That's obvious. It works out very, very clearly that it would be Mesa in the case of Yochanan. But even according to Rav, the Gemara says it, there's no option. Since there's no option, it's not as if you set aside two korbanot for Achrayut. It's if it was set aside originally to be thrown out. And when it comes to Chatas Yochanan in that kind of case, then it's not usable and it has not. Only because it's a Chatas Tzibur. That's why the Chachamim said in the Mishnah, Shein Chatas Tzibur Mesa. Okay, so that we have cast out. Now, the next statement in the Mishnah was what? The next statement is we're now continuing on with the Pirush of the Mishnah. So after we said that Rabbi Yehuda Omar, that the Tanakhama said She'in Chatas Tzibur Meisa, now let's analyze Rabbi Yehuda's response. Tanan. So we're now up to the next piece of the Mishnah, seven lines down. Tanan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tamut. Those were the next words. Now, what we're about to do is actually meaningless. Why? Because we already know the answer to it, as you'll see. But we want to just review and see how it fits into the Mishnah. Because that's to us because we're so thin. As a matter of fact, now that I said that, you better give it. Well, it's already Sunday now. It's a nice Sunday morning. Yeah, it's a different planet. So, you know, there's other time zones completely out. Right now, it truly is. So, what does the Gemara think at this point? Remember that the diuk that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing in two separate issues is yet to come, now that we've gone backwards. We looked ahead, and we said, but wait a minute, what are you going to do with the words v'od amar Rabbi Yehuda? In other words, apparently there was another machlokas. What was that other machlokas, the way we ended up learning? Which one? That was the other machlokas. Which is the one that should be here? So in other words, there were two separate issues. First, Rabbi Yehuda says, look, I disagree with you about the fact that you say we could use the money here. I disagree with that. Because Chatas Tzibur is Mesa. That's A. Secondly, I disagree with you about which one we're referring to. Because according to me, Baalei Chayim are Nidachin, and we are referring to the one that was matched up, the first one. So that if the dam is Nishpach even, that's the end of it.
Well, why is it the end of it? What do you mean? I'm going to be bringing down new dung.
No, no, no. It's the end of it because it was nitche. That's what we understand that Rabbi Yehuda was arguing on, right? So there were two machlokes. But now that we're going backwards, we didn't get to that point. So we're now going to take Rabbi Yehuda's statement very naively, and we're going to think that when he says, first, Talmud, what does he mean, Talmud? That the same one that the Chachamim said Talmud should be Talmud. If that's the case, we're going to get into real serious trouble. Because if we say that that's the one that's Talmud, which is now the new one, so what happened to the old one? We can't use the old one, so now we don't have either. So what exactly is going on over here? Ask the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, now, Talmud. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it works out fine. Rabbi Yochanan said that we've been discussing all along the Sheni Shebezug Rishon. That's the one that should be Yera'eh. About which Rabbi Yehuda says Talmud. Okay, fine, I understand that. Machlokas, simple machlokas. Which one do we use? We use the new one. The first one was Nitche. So fine. So now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yomut, which one do we use? Yitcha per v'sheni shebezug sheni. We use the new one. So that's fine. But according to Rav, which one have we been discussing? We've been discussing the sheni shebezug sheni. Correct? That's the one that should be Yera'eh. So now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we say, no. No, that's gotta die. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, excuse me, but which one could I now use? I don't have any. What did you do to me over here? You went ahead, made a new hagrala. The first one is puzzle because Baalei Chayim are nidachim. The second one is puzzle because it's a chatas shibur, it has to die. So now, neither of them are usable, you're telling me? So exactly what am I supposed to do? Now I'm at a great takana here by making the new hagrala. Now I have no carbon to bring. And of course, the answer is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Nisavik Rabbi Yehuda, Sheni Shebezug Sheni, what's the matter with you? You think that Rabbi Yehuda was referring to the same animal that the Chachamim were referring to? We already saw yesterday that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing in two points. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about not the one that the Chachamim say is supposed to be used. He's talking about the one that, according to him, would be Nitche. According to him, which one is Nitche? The first one is Nitche. So according to him, he's saying, first of all, you've got the wrong animal. You say the second one is Nitche, and it should be Era Achistev. I say it's the first one. Furthermore, once it's Nitche, there's nothing to do with it. You have to let it die, because even though it's a Chatas Tzibur is Beisam. I'm not arguing with you about the animal that you said. That would be crazy. There's two separate machlokes over here. So, I mean, it's clear once you see the Mishnah as a whole. But of course, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't suggesting that we shouldn't use either animal, obviously, right? But it is confusing when you read it, and now you're learning along what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda seems to be responding to the Rabbanim. We know at the end of the, and he's saying it should die. We know at the end of the story what he says about the first one, because that's the Viodom of Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Nitche. So it sounds really crazy on the surface. Rabbi Yehuda saying you don't have either. Says the Gemara, obviously, he wasn't responding to the Rabbanim's one that needed to die. He was saying, whichever one it is that you claim is year Ev, I say it's the other one. And what you claim is year Ev, because it's a Chatas Tzibur, I claim is Yamut. That's all. So there's two separate issues here. So, mi savad Rabbi Yehuda sheni shebezug sheni koi, Rabbi Yehuda sheni shebezug rishon koi. As a matter of fact, I mean, let's consider this. Well, we... Yeah, of course. He wants to be in a cheder mugan, in a safe spot. Okay, so the truth is that really the Mishnah works out so much better on Liba the Rav on every level. That actually, it was a little bit strange that we started off this whole discussion by asking it as a question on Rav, no? We asked the question on Rav by making an assumption, which was really a sort of funny assumption. The assumption that we made yesterday was that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are agreed about which animal we're talking about, which leads to absurdities, as you just saw. But it would mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have neither animal. Well, obviously that's impossible. So what we did is we went all the way around. We started off pretending it was a question on Rav. Then showed, though, on the contrary, it works out much better according to Rav, because according to Rav, we understand that there's two separate machlokas and everything fits. So Lamaisa, I mean, there's a whole other way of presenting this sugya. You could start off as a question on Rabbi Yochanan. You could say that it's clear that, obviously, we're talking about over here a double machlokas in Rabbi Yehuda. It's clear that according to the Chachamim, therefore, it must be that it's the Zug Rishon, the Sheni Shebezug Rishon that is usable. And therefore, it's a problem because Aliba the Rabbi Yochanan, he said that everybody agrees that Baalei Chayim need that thing, even according to the Rabbanan. So indeed, says the Gemara, there is an Iked Amrit. There's another Lashon that presented this originally as a kasha, not against Rav, but against Rav Yochanan. So the Ika de Kamosi Vahoki, there were others who started off with that first question as follows. It says, V'yodamar Rav Yehuda Nishpak Adam Yamut Mishtaleya Meta Mishtaleya Yishafer Adam. So Bishle Mil Rav, I understand now that according to Rav, there's two very clear cut separate machlokas. The first machlokas is a chatas tzibur mesa or not? Okay. So Reisha Pligi b'chatas tzibur. The second machlokas is which one is usable? Do we say Baalei Chayim Nidachim, as Rabbi Yehuda says, and therefore Yamuta Mishtaleya? Or do we say Baalei Chayim Einan Nidachim, and therefore you can use the first one? The Mishnah works out beautifully. I understand exactly what's going on. But I don't understand according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah makes absolutely no sense. If you're telling me that originally we start talking about the Sheni that has to be Yera'er, according to Rabbonah, the way he's understanding it, is the Sheni Shemizug Risha. So comes along Rabbi Yehuda to talk about the same thing twice. I say not Yera'er Yamut. And by the way, V'yodamar Rabbi Yehuda, I furthermore say that it's Yamut. Huh? Okay, the way Rav is learning, and I furthermore say it's the other one that's Yamut, not the same one that you say. The Od Omar Rabbi Yehuda Nishpach Adam Yamut Mishtaleach Meta Mishtaleach Yishafech Adam. Now I understand that there's a problem with the Sara Mishtaleach if the dam was Nishpach, okay? Because it needs to have that dam there because it's matched up to the Sara Lashem. The Sara Lashem is no longer usable. This is not a usable Sara Mishtaleach either. So that okay, fine. And you hold it Balechayim Nidochim, so there's no way to use it even afterwards when I bring new dam. That I all understand. But that's because Akati Lo Itaved Mitzvate. It's because we haven't yet done what we need to do with it, right? I mean, the Sara Mishtaleach over here, we have the Nishpach Adam, and we haven't finished doing what we need to do with the Dam. And the Torah says, Chuka, this is a Chok Olam, which means that anything is Ma'akev, so what am I supposed to do? It's Ma'akev. Okay, so we don't have a good Sara. But the other way around, I understand. Meta Mishtaleach, who told you that the Sara Mishtaleach, what has to be around for the Dam? Who said that? As long as I did my Hagralah, what else do I need to do? I did my Hagralah. We said before that things that are not being done by the Kohen Gadol, Bifnim, that those things are not going to be Ma'akeh, correct? Certainly if they're not being done by the Kohen Gadol at all, they're not Ma'akeh. So when I hand over this Sara Mishtaleach to the Ish Iti to take away the Sara Mishtaleach, okay, Mamash and Amy, it's like, oh, no, I don't know, but we use Iti. So that guy is certainly not the Kohen Gadol. So in other words, if we didn't do that, nothing would happen. Wouldn't be Ma'akeh. There's no chukah that's said on that. As long as I did my Hagralah, so everything is fine. You know? So what exactly do we expect now? What is so terrible that something happened now that a Sara Mishtaleach? Sara Mishtaleach has already done its job. So therefore, why do I need to know now, go back, do a new Hagralah, pour out the Dam, use the new... Where did all of that come from? Who said that there's a Chiyav that the Sara Mishtaleach has to be there? That's going to be our answer. You forgot that you know everything already. Just because David Solomon isn't here.
Possibility of saying that the old one that was already moved over,
you
moved over the new one again to
I don't know, Moshe Baruch, it's just too complicated for me. Right. I'm sorry. Let's try to concentrate. This is a hard enough daf the way it is. Okay, so now why would I need the other way? I've already done what I need to do. Amrei Devei Rav Yanai, as our president has told us, Omar Kra Yomad Chai Lifnei Hashem Lechaper. The Torah prescribes the Amida of the Sara Mishtaleach not just for the Hagralah, but rather Yomad Chai Lechaper. Okay, what does that mean? Lechaper. Lechaper is when you finish the Kapara. The Kapara is done with the Dam. So that means that until you finish the all of the Maisei Adam of the other Sawyer, this Sawyer has got to be there. Gzeres HaKosa. So therefore, if the Sara Mishtaleach dies, then that's a Chukah. The Dam. I can't the Dam is nitcha. It's useless. So Mishtaleach. So how long is the Torah telling us Yomat Chai? Until there's a Kapora. Ad Sha'at Matan Damim Shokhaviro. And since over a year before I completed the Maisei Adam, the Sara Mishtaleach died,
have to start all over again in order to get the dam now, which is kosher,
because this dam is already nipsal.
And this even the Rabbanan agree, because here we're not talking about Bali Chaim Nidachin, here we're talking about blood. Everybody agrees the things that are not Bali Chaim that were near in Vinutchin remain permanently depleted.
So this is the usually the order is to the blood and
yeah, it doesn't matter, whatever.
But they throw off the early.
It would also be not be good. It has to be Yom HaTrei. It's not hot. B'nei ha'ir she'shalchut shikleihim v'nigdavu o sha'avdu. Now, you remember the Mishnah back in Shkalim. And the only reason that we're bringing this is because the Mishnah is going to give us an insight as to whether we're able to use a carbon for Yom Kippur from the year before, and how does the Hagrala, or what is the relationship between them, how does it impact it from one year to the next? So first we just raise, it's an innocent Mishnah, it doesn't seem to relate to our Sukkah. Yeah? What happened over here, you'll recall, is that the people in a particular community did a magbit, they collected their machzis hashekel, they hired a Brinks truck to take the machzis hashekel to Yerushalayim, and sure enough, they were held up on the way. Benignevu, or more likely, if it was Israeli Brinks, they were off to, they forgot where they parked. Sa'im nitramatrama. So now the problem is, you have now a problem. So who's going to pay? Who exactly is responsible? So in the truma, if the truma salishka was already taken, so now because at the moment that they did the truma salishka, they already took off in mind for people who hadn't even yet gotten their truma to the Beis Hamikdash. So now basically, what's the point of giving a new one? I mean, it's already, you already took off the truma for us. So now who's the loser? Hekdesh is the loser. So Hekdesh sues Brinks. So what does Brinks have to do now? They have to be Nishba and the Gizborim. They have to swear to the Gizborim that it wasn't their fault, whatever. I mean, basically, really, the Mishnah is talking about a case of Sharma Chinam, but so it couldn't really be Brinks, because they would never do it for free. Yeah. The Imlav, but if they hadn't taken off the Truma yet, Nishbaim Libnei Ha'ir, so now it's the loss of the Bnei Ha'ir, because Bnei Ha'ir now have to get their Truma to the Beis HaMikdash anyway. They're going to have to give a second Truma, and therefore they sue now the Shliach. And the Shliach has to swear that it wasn't his fault to the Bnei Ha'ir, and there the Bnei Ha'ir go ahead and they're Shoklim Achavim Takteihim. They now have to send out a whole other collection of Shkalim. And how about if Nimtzeu, how about if we found the Shkalim, or the Ganavim returned the Shkalim? So then both of them are Shkalim. We can't now say it's Hegdish B'Tahut. Hegdish B'Tahut is Hegdish. And what are you going to say? All right, so apply it to my next year's debt. Oh, no. You can't give a shekel for the next year. V'hein olim lehem l'shana haba'a. Rabbi Yehuda omer, olim lehem l'shana haba'a. No, says Rabbi Yehuda, there's no problem. You can use it for next year, too. What is Rabbi Yehuda's svara? My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rava Kasava Rabbi Yehuda Chovot Shoshana Zo Krevot L'Shana Haba. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's nothing to be ma'akev paying monies that are due for next year. And at this point, the Gemara holds that would be true if there's no problem with paying korbanos that will be due next year. So if I set aside a korban now, it ends up being extra. I can use it next year for the same purpose. So Abaye asks from the following. It says that a par v'sa'ir sh'yom ha'kippurim sh'avdu. If I lost the par v'sa'ir, and now I mafrish acherim tachtayim, I put aside another par v'sa'ir, and then I find it. Or let's say it's si'irei avodah zarah that got lost, and now hifrish acherim tachtayim. So, and we know what the din is according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this is a chatas tibur, but a chatas tibur shenit chatru abalim ba'acherim yamutu. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, kulam yamutu, did Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer, v'Rabbi Shimon omrim, why yamutu? Yeira'u achistayv, wait until they get a mum. V'yim achru, v'yiblu d'vayim l'nadava. She'in chatat zibur meta. This comes right off of the sugya that we just had. It's a further machlokas in the same sheet as that we saw in our Mishnah. What's the din of a chatat zibur? Is it yeira'u achistayv, or is it yamutu? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's yamutu. It's Yerae. But in any event, it certainly is very clear over here that Rabbi Yehuda himself agrees. There's no way to use it for next year. So what are you telling me? That you can pay up in advance your chovot, which appears to mean you can give the animal now for next year. Here it says, Beferush, this is the case, I lost the shkalim. So that such a thing would require to allow it to die? Oh, Marley, oh, wait a second. Now you're talking about something else. Now you're talking about the korbanot zibur.
The Korbanot Zipporah. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda would never have said that. Shiny Korbanot Zipporah. The Korbanot Zipporah not usable next year. But that's because we have a special drasha about Korbanot, but not on the chovot of money. Kerev Tavi Omer Rabbi Yoshia. The Omer Rabbi Tavi Omer Rabbi Yoshia Omer Kro. Zot Olat Chodesh Bechotcho Lechotchei Hashem. There's an awful lot of Chotcheis in a row over here. Right? What is it coming to Tanakh? Omar Groh, it means Omra Torah Chadesh. Make some point in the year the beginning of a Chidush. And at that point, bring all of the Korbanot from the Truma HaChadasha. What is that point that we saw back in Shkolim? That we learn that out now from Gzera Shava, to from Rishon Ulachem L'Chodshei Hashanah. Here it also says, Chodshei Hashanah. And that is the month of Nisan. From there we know that when it comes Nisan, we need to do Korban. Okay? So obviously we can't use last year's Korbanos, because then we're going to now miss out on this week.
Leftover money from last year's
Korban,
after this,
for Korbanos at Tzibur, we don't use.
What
about all the other things that we use for our Shkolin for?
Not for Korban,
not that Tzibur. So the Gemara, but wait a second, you said a Sawyer and a Par, okay? A Par is not a Korban, not that Tzibur. So it appears from here that anything can't be used from one year to the next. What's wrong with the Par? The Par is Aaron's. Not that Korban, not that Tzibur. The only time that the Torah said Chadesh, Zot, Olat, Chodesh, L'Chadshei Hashanah, and so on, is only about Korban, not Tzibur. So what's the problem with the Par? Here it says, Beferish, the Sawyer of a Par also. It's the same thing. It's a Par Ma'ikil Meimah. Well, you know, people get mixed up. The power of the Sarah Shema Kippurim, they think it's all the same thing. So we make a Gzera. Gzera, power of the Sarah. Oh, come on, what do you mean Gzera? Mishun Gzera, Yamutu. I mean, if Bishlam, you want to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda would have agreed with us that you just use the money for a Nadava. Okay. But what Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, no, you should let it die. It's a very terrible thing. But it's not a terrible thing. Well, Gzera, you can get mixed up, so because of that, he should say this case also should be Yamutu. He should say, look, Mikra, then it's a kosher carbon. But since we're afraid you're going to get it mixed up with the cider, let's not use it. Wait till it gets a mum, sell it, and we use the money for the dog and buy another part. That's what you do for Xera. You don't let the animal die for Xera. Now, that doesn't make sense. Furthermore, I mean, Xera for what? The whole din that we just said, oh, you got to have a new carbon, that's only a lechatchila. Didn't say over here that if it's not new, you can't use it. So for this, we may understand that din itself of the Seder is that it would have been kosher if I would have used it the next year. And now you say, okay, but we don't want to because there's a mitzvah after all not to. Okay, fine. It's a mitzvah. So now we're going to make a gzeira on something that is a ma'ake, and maybe you'll get mixed up, and also you should kill it. It's absolutely unacceptable. Because other of Tavi, Amr of Yoshe, Gufa is only a mitzvah. It's not ma'ake. Well, we just said that you have to bring it from the new money. That's all just for as a mitzvah. The Amr of Yeram Shmuel, Korbanot Tzibur Abayim Be'echad Minisan. Mitzvah! La'avim in Achadash. Yes! There's an Indian here because it says Chadesh. But Imei V'imina Yashan Yatza. If Lamaisa, you went ahead and you brought an older carbon, there's no problem. Al-Shechiser Mitzvah. You didn't make this mitzvah, but certainly the carbon is kosher. So that couldn't possibly be the reason that we now say the power should die. That's very far-fetched. Ela Amir Rabbi Zera, I'll tell you. It's because Ein Hagoral Koveya Mishana L'Chavreta. The problem over here is that I cannot make a goro to make this the carbon of the Shana Haba'ah. So I wouldn't be able to say, here is your Sa'ir L'Shana Haba'ah. So fine, so don't. So make our goro the next year. V'naisi v'nagriu. So what's the problem? Ah, no, you see, that is a problem. Because Gzeira Shema Yom Ru HaGoral Koveya Mishana L'Chavreta. If people know that this was hanging around from last year, so they'll say, oh, must be, we had this left over. The goro can be Koveya from one year to the next. And of course, we've just seen how easy it is to end up with problems where you have to make a second goro and you had leftovers. So here in the court, what are you going to say? Let's use the leftovers. So in a case, so they'll think it's the same case. They'll think a case where we had an extra carbon. Let's talk about where we already did the agrala, and now we're using our leftovers. And therefore, it must be that in all these cases, we can use the leftovers. Chas v'shalom. It's not a kosher agrala. Okay, but that only explains the soyer. I mean, there's no agrala in the par. So what's the problem with the par? Why can't I use the par next year? Ma'ikel ha'meimah. Gzeira par otu soyer. And once we're answering the soyer, we have the same problem. Ubi shum gzeira yamutu. What's it? Because of that, we have to make gzeira. Tell me the gzeira is not to use it. Don't tell me the gzeira is that we should view it as a needing to die, as a chatish and a schapu par kera.
Amrula Rabbanan Kamede Abaye. So the Rabbanan suggested in the Beis HaMedrash in front of Abaye, maybe it's Gzeira Mishum Chata Shemesu Ba'alera. I mean, what happens if the Kohen dies and then we still go ahead and we reuse it? So then we're going to end up with a Chata Shemesu Ba'alera. And that's a real psalm. So that would be, and it's a Yochid, after all, the part. So since we're afraid that the Kohen will die, according to Rashi, the Kohen Gadol, according to Tosfos, any of the Kohen, because he says, even though the Maisa, they're only meant for, you say, the Mishapra Mikufya, but nonetheless, it was coming to Kapora for them. It's very probable, because we're Mishapra on all of them. No, we're Mishapra on all of them, remember. And they are, as we say, in the services on your mighty morning. So, because he says, it's very strange. I mean, how would we think that we're going to forget the Kohen Gadol died? Are you sure you tell me there was a Kohen to die? I understand, but we weren't thinking about that and realized. So therefore, it's exactly
Chata Shemesh Ba'aleh, says Abaye. Is there any way to say, like
Rabbi
Yochanan, that if the Sukkotima would be on that first one?
So sweetheart, let's just try to get the significance. There's so many possibilities that you could raise. Raise them after. So Hatinat, says the Gemara, so now we have the other problem. The par, I understand, is a problem now, because it's a Chata Shemesh Ba'aleh. I mean, the Sawyer, the Sawyer is coming to the Tzibur. What are you going to say? Why is it that I have it? What's the problem with the Sawyer? Now what? That the whole Tzibur died. I mean, there's no end Tzibur Mesa. Well, what exactly is the problem with the Sawyer? There's actually a Gezerah Sawyer at the par. Since we know we have a problem with the par, to use it for next year in case the Kohen died, so we'll make already the same Gezerah on the Sawyer. Umishum Gezerah Yamutu. Same problem in reverse. Last time you wanted the par to die for the Sawyer. Now you want the Sawyer to die for the par. Why should it die? You don't want it to be usable? So say it has to go out the pasture. But what do we have to say? Yamutu. Okay. So it's a Gezerah Mishum Chatacha Avrashnata. I know. There's a problem with the Sawyer. Because if the Sawyer ends up next year being more than 1 year old, so then it's going to be possible. And you never can tell. Next year, it might be a year older. He says to Gemara, what are you talking about, a Gezerah? For God's sake, it is a Chatash Av Shemasa. What were we thinking of? Gezerah, says the Gemara, he goofed a Chatash Av Shemasa. I mean, it's next year. It's obviously a year older. No, that's not a problem. You see, we can manage to have a Chatash in its second year that's still only 1 year old, depending if you go by its lunar birthday or its solar birthday. Since, according to Rebbe, who holds that Shanat Mima, when it comes to Batei Arechoma, so over there you have 1 year left from the time of the sale, at which it's possible now to be Poded, if you sold it. After that, it's now Kaput, it's Chalut. So how do you measure that year? Says Rebbe, your Mina that year has 365 days. Makes no difference whether it was a leap year, whether it was a regular year. It's a solar year that the Torah counts by over here. And therefore, we would say the same thing over here by Kachin. It's a solar year, in which case it's possible, certainly, that we went ahead. The eighth day of its Leda is now Erev Yom Kippur, which is the day that I make it Kodesh, which brings it next Yom Kippur to be exactly 364 days old and a very merry unbirthday to you. And therefore, it would still be kosher, if not for the fact that it's a Gezerah, just in case it was more than 1 year. Yeah, I should hope so. That's a darn good Gezerah.
Rebbe statement does not seem correct. You said 365 days were basically not. So Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur, since that would be 365 days.
Yes, but the animal wasn't born on Yom Kippur.
The day before Yom Kippur.
No.
Year to year.
I just said you weren't listening.
I've been listening, and I'm confused. Thank you. I'm not listening.
What day was he Makkah Shimon? How old was it? What did I say?
I understood you to be saying just before Yom Kippur.
No, I said the eighth day was just before Yom Kippur.
Okay, the eighth day is
which means the ninth day of its birth.
Yes.
Was Yom Kippur.
Okay.
So that brings us to 364 days, even allowing for a lunar year.
Where's
it? Maximum 364. So fine. So we end up with a merry young birthday. If it's 365, then we got a problem.
It's not a solar year.
The lunar year is not 365. It's generally 354. That's what you were talking about.
I think that's where we're
going. And I apologize for not explaining that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Rav said it was a solar year.
We counted the counting age by the solar year, but it comes to Yom Kippur on the lunar year. So therefore, next Yom Kippur, it would still be kosher because it hasn't reached its first solar birthday. Therefore, according to Rebbe, it's kosher. So therefore, now... You think I'm so stupid, says the Gemara, that I don't realize that next year it's a year older? But even though it's a year older, it may still be kosher. Therefore, we have to say it's because of Gzeira, maybe it will be a year older even solarly. And, which, of course, is pretty normal for it to be, that I didn't bring it mamish on the eighth day. Yeah, so now everything makes sense. So Ibnita continues Rebbe to say, that's Rebbe Shit. Chachomim Omrim, Mone Shnemas Archadosh Miyom Liyom. The Chachomim say you count 12 lunar months from the day you were born to your Jewish Hebrew birthday. And that animal celebrates its very merry birthday on its Hebrew birthday. Of course, it's Yom Holedet Sameach. It's not happy birthday to you. And therefore, this birthday will now actually, there's no way that we would have said something so silly as say Gzeira. We said, obviously, you can't use the sire next year because by definition it's going to be too old. But we said it, like, leave it already.
Might have another problem.
That doesn't fit the Avad. It doesn't. We said it for you. If we did it, we had Rama. Okay, so Im Nitabra. According to Chachamim, Im Nitabra, Nitabra Lamoche. If Lamaisa, it was a extra month this year, now the lunar year turns out to be another 30 days, okay, that seller's in good luck. Because if he gets the money together and he can buy his house back, he's got another month to buy his house back. So it's all a matter of luck. It's a question of what the year is. Okay, says the Gemara. This is all very nice as far as the Sawyer is concerned. I understand that we've got a problem now. The Sawyer may well be too old next year. But the par is not Betosh Shnato. The par is a 3-year-old par. So what's the problem? How about the par? Par my ikalamima. Katosis has a very nice question. Katosis's question is, what's the nafkamina, whether it's a par or a Sawyer? You still have a year's time. So the year is the first year, the year is the third year. Well, what's the difference? And he brings Raya's, if it's Dafka, the third year. So it's only one year, not later, not before. So what's the Gemara asking? But you know, you're telling me that, what, because the 3-year-olds, therefore, there's no problem. So does this, this whole idea of Chatash Over Shenosa is not that it's beyond its year that's kosher, it's beyond its first year. And that Psul, that it's Mesa, was only, or by Tzibah, that's Yeraeh, was only said to Dosh Shnatah. Not on those karbanas that have other dates longer. Yeah, but it's not, there was no such Kabbalah. But in any event, well, what are you going to say about the par? Gezerah para to Sawyer. So now we're back to the old Gezerah problem. So if that's the case, Mishum Gezerah Yamut, he told me it should die just because of Gezerah. And besides which, the case of Chatas, Sha'avrashnata, even though Lamaisa Chata Sha'avrashnata is listed in the list of Chataot HaMitot, the Gemara in Temura makes it very clear that that's only where it was also lost. Lost? Of Roshanata, and now is Nifsa. But if I'm holding a Chatas, and now the Chatas is of Roshanasa, there's no din of Chataot HaMitot. Do you know a Chatas of Roshanasa L'Riya Asa? It's not even L'Riya. Do you know Rish Lakish Chatas of Roshanasa? As far as it's concerned, I'm sorry. Chatas of Roshanasa L'Riya Asa. It doesn't go L'Misa Asa, it doesn't go to death. It goes Dafka for pasturing. Do you know Rish Lakish Chatas of Roshanasa? And I had it the whole time? So that's not called the chatas that was lost. It's there. We know what the problem is. I can't use it now. So fine. So let it go now and be roah. So therefore, that cannot be the reason that we would make such a gezeira that it should be yamut. Because even in terms of its own, even if we would consider it to be possible, it wouldn't be yamut. It would only be roah. So therefore, this is not a good enough explanation. There must be another gezeira, and I think we ought to wait maybe for the other gezeira until Matzah Shabbos, which will be according to our chaver in the corner there, thank heavens, at 7:30, and according to everybody else at
2 hours. Yeah.
Okay, so we now have a very good and clear-cut understanding of our Mishnah. What we added today is that the Mishnah is also, in Rabbi Yehuda's statement, is taking into consideration a very fascinating new halacha, which is that the dam of the Sayyar Lashem will become possible if at any time the Sayyar Mishnaleach dies before I had a chance to complete the Kapor on the dam, And of course, that would be true even according to Chachomim, not only according to Rav Yehuda, because the only machlokas between them was about Balei Chayim, and Dam is not a Baal Chai any longer, and therefore the Dam would certainly be Dochui. We end up with now a number of fascinating points in the Mishnah. Machlokas about whether Balei Chayim need Dochim between the Tanakam and Rav Yehuda. A question of whether Chataot of a Tzibur are Metot or not. According to Rav Yehuda, it's made, according to Chachomim, it's not. And a new halacha, that not only is there a question of having the Sar Lashem and the Sar Azazel at the time, the earlier times for the Hagralah, and for the time in which I do the Avodah, the first stage, but rather until the very end of the Avodah Sadam, I need to have that Yom Adchai. If not, the Dam becomes Tafui. Let's do our brief review now. Wait, let's just do the review. Tana, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tamut, a Bishlet, the Rabbi Yehuda opened the Yom Hasheni, Shabazug Rishon Yira, the Rabbi Yehuda Yamut. And now he's left with the Shenis, but Chaper B'Sheni Shebezuk Sheni. But according to Rav, if Sheni Shebezuk Sheni Yera'er, if now Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Yamud, so now Rabbi Yehuda has nothing left, but my Mechaper, because he holds Balakai Nidokim. So the first one is Kaput, because it's Nitka, and the second one is Kaput, because you let it die. Me Sabbat Rabbi Yehuda Sheni Shebezuk Sheni Koi. Rabbi Yehuda Sheni Shebezuk Rishon Koi. Actually, this is so obvious that Ika de Komoti Vahachi in the other direction. It says in the Mishnah of Yodom Rabbi Yodan Ishpach Adam Yamut HaMishnalech Met HaMishnalech Yishavek Adam So Bish Leimel Rav Reisha Pligi Bekatas Tzibur and the Va'od in the Sefer comes to add that they're Pligi Bebalachayim Nidoki. In other words, which one is the Sheni? El Rabbi Yochanan. What's this Va'od? He's just repeating himself. Kasha. The old number of you that Nishpach Adam Yamuta Mishtaleach. So Bishleim and Nishpach Adam Yamuta Mishtaleach. Okay? I didn't finish doing the mitzvahs of the Dam, so obviously the Mishtaleach is not ready yet. But Meta Mishtaleach, Amay Shafech Adam. Anything that I needed to do with the Mishtaleach that is Ma'akev, I did. I did the Hagrala already. What more do you want? Right, David Le Mitzvate, Amri de Verev Yanai. Omar Kraya Omat Chai Lifnei Hashem Lichaper Ad Matan Yehizakuk Liyot Chai Ad Sha'at Matan Damim Shel Chavei Roi Tzanata B'nei Ha'ir Sheshofut Shikleihem V'nignivu Sha'avdu Im Itruma Truma Sedan Nishbayim L'Gizbarim The Brinks V'im Lam Nishbayim L'Bnei Ha'ir And the B'nei Ha'ir have to go ahead and be shocked in Ha'kerim Tachtehem But if Nimtzu or Sheikh Zero Bagabaim No way to get it back. You see my Malach Marshal. Sheikh Ziru Maganavim. Elo ve'elo shkalimim ve'en olim lam l'shana haba. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, olim lam l'shana haba. My time to Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rava Kasov Rabbi Yehuda chovot shana zo krevot l'shana haba. What? Eit ve'abaya, it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda himself is about to tell you that like that. Par v'sar sh'yom ha'kipurim sh'avdu. What are you telling me you can use it for next year? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Yeruach Yistahivu, V'yimakvu, V'yiplud Me'em, L'nedavah She'im Chatat Tzibur Meita. Oh my, wait, hold on a second over here. Korbanot Tzibur you're talking about? The actual Korban, of course, is Yamutu. Because Shani Korbanot Tzibur, Now the korban from the Truma Chadasha. Fine. If you already bought it, you didn't buy it from the Truma Chadasha. On the other hand, these people sent money ahead. Who's to say I can't put it in next year as the Truma Chadasha? What's the problem? That is the Truma Chadasha. Review it out. Rabbi Yehuda is just saying, if you already have the carbon, what are you going to do with it now? It's certainly not going to be bought again for the Truma Chadasha. That's the problem. Says the Gemara, but wait, Atenach Sa'ir. The par is not a carbon seaboard. Michael Amima. Gzeru par atu Sa'ir. What? Mishum Zeru Yamutu. Furthermore, even the Aloch of Chadesh Vahavei is also only Lechatchila. How the Reb Tavi Amar Reb Yoshia Guf is only the mitzvah. The Amar Reb Yudam Shmuel Korbanot Tzibur Abayim Be'echa Ben Nisan. Mitzvah, Lavim Min HaKadash. But if Evim Min HaYashan, Yatzah ala shechiser mitzvah. So how do you, what, are you going to make a gzera on something which even if it had been done wouldn't have been ma'akev anyway? That's the issue. Oh, that's the issue. So then bring it and make a new agrah. I understand. So nice of an agrah. Gzeira sheba yomru agorah kovea bishara lechaverta. But anyway, this, I mean, the whole thing here is only because of the Sariah that needs agrala. Par ma'ikala meima, gzeira parat to say. Mishum gzeira yamutu, amburu rabbanaka meve abaye, we have a better approach. The reason we can't reuse it is because it's gzeira mishubchata shemetu ba'aleha, therefore Rabbi Yehuda said you can't use it. That's how tenach par. The Sariah ma'ikala meima, there's no way it should be made to ba'aleha. It's not owned by the Kohen. Well, gzeira sayra tupa, mishum gzeira yamutu. So it's gzeira mishum chatosh abra shanasa. Gzeira, he gufa is a chatosh abra shanasa. No, holokasha, that's karebi. Tatanya shanat bimamone shalosh meot v'shishimot hamisha yom kim minyan yamot hachama divirebi v'chachomim omrim. No, your bonus shnema sar lunar months miyom leyom, whatever the birthday is. When it comes for Batei Orichoma, if the year ends up being much longer, a month longer, so the seller's in good luck, he can now go ahead and buy it back over the course of 13 months. So Hetei not Sair, because the Sair could be too old. The Par Ma'ikilamema, Gzera Parat to Sair. Mishum Gzera Yamut. Va'od, Chatesh Abba Shanas is not Heilech Labisa. It's only Olech L'Reiya. The Amr Eish Lakish Chatat Shavrash Nata Ro'ino Tak Ilu Yomedet Bebet HaKvarot. You got a problem. You can't get to it. That's all. There's no pagam that we look at it as requiring now the Mesa, and therefore would be Vero'ah. So we still don't have a satisfying pshat as to why both the Par and the Sair. We've come up with a lot of interesting explanations. But they either apply exclusively to the Sayer, or they apply exclusively to the Par. The ones about the Gezerah because of the Chata Shemesa Baalei, that's only shared by the Par, not by the Sayer. The ones that, and maybe it would be too old, or because of the Agrallah, people make mistake of Agrallah. That's shaykh only by the Sayer and not by the Par. Every time we give an explanation for one and not the other, we end up making a gezerah that makes no sense. So make a gezerah that something should be yamutu. Why should it be yamutu? So we still do not know why it is that for some reason Rabbi Yehuda is saying that both the Par and the Sayer that are left over cannot be used for next year. Not only cannot be used for next year, but they also have to die. We don't understand why that is. Can't be because Chata Sivur, Par is not a Chata Sivur. Can't be because of Gezerah Shema Yomos Ba'ala, Sayer can't be Yomos Ba'ala. Can't be a problem of it's being too old, because the Par is not, we don't have a problem of Obra Shemaz. Can't be a problem of Agrala, the Par doesn't have Agrala. So what the heck exactly is the problem? To be continued.
Yeah. When you say